Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:38 and my kids are in Minnesota listening to the Shaletta Show. They are coming from the Mall of America doing some window shopping. I'm sure planning on what they are going to buy for me for Christmas. And my daughter Cameron is listening and she was like, "Mommy, you're getting ready to talk to Santa Claus without me?" And I said, "Yes." And so she is constantly texting me because she is so sad that she is missing an opportunity to talk to Santa Claus. She said, "Tell Santa Claus I said hi." So Santa, from my family to you, they all want to say hey because they love you so much.
They say hey, and I say ho, ho, ho. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, my gosh, Santa, you are amazing. I'm talking to the illustrious, award-winning, amazing Santa Clarence. He is based right here in the Twin Cities, an African-American Santa for all families. You don't have to be a Black family to have a Black Santa. Black families have been having white Santas for years, so it's about time we switch this thing around. Now, Santa, you know, I've got these three kids with autism, and for so long, I would have to have the therapist or family members come with me to take them to the mall. We'd stand in line, even on sensory-friendly Santa Day, but just standing in that line, waiting in that line, the kids will fall out. We'd have to get out of line and we come back and the people who just got there would be mad and think we were skipping. And then we get in there and they may have a reaction to the Santa, even though he's a sensory friendly Santa. And it just started being too much. And I don't know who told me about you or how I found out, but they said, "Why don't you just have Santa come in the house? You got four kids. You just have Santa come in the house and y'all take y'all's pictures in the house." And I was like, "That is brilliant." And the rate at which you charge families wasn't that much different than what I was paying to leave the house. And by the time I spend gas and park and the stress of getting there and the stress of standing in line, for me, it was a no-brainer. So you've been coming to us and it's so much easier for our family. We have a good time. You can stick around. It's individualized. It's personal. And so I'm just encouraging families who have kids with autism or other special needs that can't get to the mall or get to a Santa's village. It's sometimes easier to come into the home, right, Santa Clarence?
It is so much easier. You know, taking your autistic child to the mall, you know, can trigger a lot of different reactions. You know, I mean, being around all those people, hearing all the different sounds, the different smells, unfamiliar places, you know, is a lot of overstimulation for that autistic child. And it's something you don't want to bring to them. Having a personalized visit from a Santa to come to your home, you know, it creates a different environment, you know, for your child. It's being at home is one of the best things for this child that they can have. You know, it's about the comfort of being at home. It's about the familiarity of knowing your home and being around family. It's the whole calming experience for Santa to come and visit an autistic child at their home versus going to the mall. The benefits of being at home with that child, that parent or that guardian can oversee what's going on, and that parent or that guardian knows the things that may trigger their child to have an episode. And, yeah. and you are the voice and the reasoning that leads that Santa to be able to do his job, bring that merriment to your child, and everybody have a great and wonderful experience. Clarence experience.
Amen. And you know, Santa Clarence, one year we got there and we got through the line and we went to take our pictures. And baby, I wish you could have seen them pictures. It was a hot mess. We couldn't get it together. Daniel wouldn't stop crying. Cameron was upset. Brandon was agitated and irritated. Andrew was too old and didn't want to be there with the little kids. And we got there and just taking a picture, I said, okay, that's fine. But we couldn't get out the mall, you know, because they held and stressed out the whole time to get there. And then just walking out of the mall, I caught all kind of hell. So I said, we're not doing this again. And I was talking to Lisa Castile, and she said, you need to hire Santa Clarence to come into the house versus trying to get to the mall. Because even if you get there and take the picture, getting out of there is a whole nother ball game. And last year was beautiful. I sent the kids outside to play. And Santa came in and we got set up and I said, y'all come on in. We're going to build our gingerbread houses. And they came in there. Santa was there. They were able to give Santa their letters. Santa read a story. Santa played with them. We did the gingerbread houses and then Santa left and we didn't have to leave the house. We didn't have to park. We didn't have to fight the crowds. It was a beautiful experience, Santa Clarence.
Amen. Amen. And that's what I aim to bring as well. You know, it's about comfort. It's about being familiar. It's about safety. And really, it's about helping that child have a memorable experience.
Okay, so you got to tell me this because I've got my autism moms and dads out here, and they are texting me like I'm not really on the radio right now because they want to know how they can get in touch with Santa Clarence. Give us your contact information.
Okay, I have a website. It's called SantaClarence.com.
SantaClarence.com.
And I am what you call a real bearded African-American Santa. I am a part of the North Star Santas here in Minnesota. Me and my wife, Mrs. Claus, we both have professional training as Santas. We are registered as Santas. We have insurance as Santas and Mrs. Claus. And we really take this business of bringing merriment to young people very seriously, and not just young people, but older people too.
Well, I can't thank you enough. You're going to be at our house for our family's Christmas party. My kids are excited. My mom and dad are going to be there. And y'all better get Santa Clarence at your house if you have a child with special needs or if you just have a Christmas party and you Amen. Want a real bearded Santa there. Santa Clarence is available. Give us that website one more time real quick, Santa Clarence, before you go.
That's at SantaClarence.com. And when you go there, if you don't see an African-American Santa, you're at the wrong place.
You're at the wrong place. Go back, reboot, hit refresh, hit refresh. Santa Clarence, give us one more ho, ho, ho. My kids are listening, and they're waiting for their ho, ho, ho from Santa Clarence.
Listen up, kids. Ho, 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 and I will be seeing you very soon at your home. And everybody,
please
have a Merry Christmas and be safe on New Year's Eve and love your neighbor and let's do good things in this country.
Yes. Thank you, Santa Clarence, for being here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. My friend Steve Thompson is coming up next.